plays and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio, your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome to the Hilltop in Meriden, Kansas, the site of Jeff West High School, and today the Big Seven League Volleyball Triangular. Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Johnny Kane, getting set for Holton and Perry LeCompton visiting the Jeff West Tigers in Big Seven volleyball action here on a Tuesday night. The weather has cooled off outside this week, but the action is really heating up on the inside of high school gymnasiums as the high school volleyball season right in the heart of their schedule. Several teams battling through some tournaments as well as league and regular season play. Tonight we'll have Holton and Jeff West in our first matchup in their first meeting of the year. And then it'll be Holton against Prairie LeCompton in their second matchup this season, concluding the night with the final of our three matches as Jeff West will play Prairie LeCompton for the first time this year coming up here tonight. That's our schedule. We're broadcasting live here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Also streaming online at mscsports.net and on the Holton channel via Facebook and mscsports.net. Johnny, should be some good competitive volleyball, and with the teams having a few games underneath their belt, that time of year you want to kind of get rocking and rolling and be starting to really kind of find that rhythm for these varsity squads here in the midseason.
Yeah, the first few broadcasts we've had, we've talked about how, you know, early in the season you might not have that camaraderie that you might have later on in the year, but at this time of the year, essentially, you got to throw that out. Everybody has played plenty of matches to this point, so you're going to start seeing some of the team's best volleyball of the year.
So Jeff West and Holton warming up. That'll be our first match of the day, Holton and Jeff West, and we will take a timeout, come back with the starting lineups and some of the players as we get set for Big Seven League Volleyball Triangular here live in Meriden on KNZA.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Tillman, Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you. On one side of the court, Holton playing, but on the varsity side, it'll be Jeff West and Perry here in game number one. So likely Jeff West versus Perry LeCompton tonight for varsity. And then it will be Holton against Perry LeCompton and then Holton against Jeff West to wrap up the evening. So we will jump to it. And our first match now will be Perry LeCompton against Jeff West. The Tigers come in with a record of just 2 wins and 9 losses. They're looking for their first big Seven Lake win of the year. And for the Tigers, they have not played since last Thursday. Harry LeCompton, meanwhile, hasn't played a whole lot this season either, yet to be in any tournaments or non-league competition. They played 6 in the Big 7 with an equal record of 3 wins against 3 losses. They haven't played since last Tuesday, so it's been a full week off for the Perry LeCompton cause coming into this matchup against Jeff West. Perry and Holton almost identical royal blue and white uniforms. Perry LeCompton is on the far side of the court. Jeff West and their home blacks will be here on the near side. The Tigers are coached by Jenna Beck. Perry LeCompton head coach Kyle Billings. So getting set for the action. Again, you can watch along with us as well on the Holton channel via Facebook Live and MSESports.net. But no Holton here in game number one. The JV playing for Holton on the other court, but it'll be Perry LeCompton and Jeff West here to start our varsity action tonight. Students taking the courts. Jeff West with Sydney Thompson as sophomore. They have just 5 seniors on their team. Mallory Young is one of those seniors and one of their top players. Also, Pfeiffer Peck. The libero is also a sophomore, and that is Olivia Scott. Also, Lainey Becker, a junior, starting for Jeff West, and Reese Brown, a sophomore, on the front row right side, along with Melanie Roney, who is a senior in the middle for the Tigers here on the near side. The libero for Perry LeCompton is Gracie Gonzalez. She is one of 7 seniors on the Perry LeCompton team, so a very senior-heavy roster. Allie Baker, a senior, on the front row. Also seniors Madeline Welch, Campbell Keller, and Amelia Barnhart for the Perry LeCompton Cost. Coach Billings getting a question answered from the official before we get set to begin. One of the top players for Perry LeCompton is a sophomore, Taylor Dammy. Earned some recognition as a freshman at the varsity level in multiple sports last season. Emma Malley, a junior, the other starter on the court for Perry LeCompton here to begin this contest. And it looks like a substitution is maybe something that wasn't quite written down or recorded right. Kendall Gray, a sophomore, will come in as Campbell Keller has to go to the bench here at the start, and they get everybody set for play. Jeff West will serve on this near side to begin the contest.
Justin, I will tell you, something this year that I haven't seen in several years that I've been doing volleyball is referees have really cracked down this season on making sure the lineups are correct. We saw it several times in our first few broadcasts of the year. You see it already here before this match even gets underway.
Sydney Thompson puts us into the action, and it's just on the line. An ace serve on the back row. Perry thought it was going out. Coach Billings tried to sell it as such, but the back line judge said it caught the line, so an ace serve. And here's another one for Sydney Thompson. Sophomore for Jeff West with the running jump serve. Again, deep to the middle. And from the back row, a spike by Gracie Gonzalez. It goes a bit out, too far deep. And the Tigers have taken an early 2-0 lead. First meeting between these two teams, rivals this season. Serve again by Thompson, a bit short of his time. Gonzalez will set it over to the far side. The hit by Allie Baker is down and in, and the Cavs are on the scoreboard. It is 2-1. Gonzalez will go out, and in for Perry LeCompton is Allie Baker. Campbell Keller now right into the middle of the court as well. Gracie Gonzalez, the libero in the yellow jersey, will serve it for Perry LeCompton. They trail 2-1. Gonzalez to the near side, dug by the Jeff West libero. That's Olivia Scott. They set it up the middle. Hard left-handed hit block. Great stuff at the net as Taylor Dammy gets the rejection and the block to tie us up at 2.
One thing you notice about the Cavs is when they walk out on the court, the size and the height that Perry LeCompton has. They've got to be one of the tallest teams around.
Gonzalez serves to the near side. This one hit by Becker. Gets it back on the near side. Goes down the line. And it was outside the antenna, so ball landed on the line and in, but it didn't get inside play as it went across the net. And Perry LeCompton leads for the first time. Now it's 3-2. Tigers will set this one back to the right side, and the approach. Perry LeCompton trying to keep it in play off the hit by Laney Becker.
Somebody called a lift on Jeff West on that set.
That was a late call, too. Perry was scrambling to keep the ball in play before it finally stopped.
And our referee said just that. It was on the set that I called that lift.
And there's an ace serve for Gracie Gonzalez, and the Perry LeCompton cause have rattled off five consecutive points. Jeff West led early 2-0, including an ace, but now it is 5-2 in favor of Perry LeCompton. Gonzalez will serve again. This one short, in fact, hit the net. It sets to the left side, and this hit by Laney Becker. Perry hits it into the net and can't get it back across. And after a stretch of five consecutive points, Jeff West gets the side out back, and they trail 5-3. Tigers will have Reese Brown, a sophomore, to do the serving. Checking into the front rows, Avery Schwinn, one of the seniors for Jeff West, off the bench of head coach Jenna Beck. Perry LeCompton with the bump and now set to the far side. Danny goes cross court, but too far. She missed it wide to the left as Jeff West pulls within one.
You notice so far for Perry LeCompton, they've played well. The only time that they've been in trouble is when they've hurt themselves.
Second serve here by Reese Brown. The back middle, handled by Keller. They get it up, and this is a little dink over the net by Allie Baker. And Perry LeCompton extends the lead back to two.
I was able to watch Perry LeCompton a couple weeks ago in Sabetha, and that's something they do very well. They are very heads up. They know exactly where the defense is every time.
No Katie Hurd tonight for Perry LeCompton. That's a name you recognize with a lot of success in her high school career, a senior this year at Perry LeCompton. Not out there for the cause. We're having some really substitution problems. They bring Kendall Gray out, trying to substitute in Madeline Welch, but Coach Billings had something wrong at the start, and it's kind of messed up the whole rotation for the cause as we have a stoppage of play here with Perry leading Jeff West 6-4. Coach Billings and the officials still talking about it before the Tigers will be allowed to put the ball in play.
I mentioned it earlier, but Justin, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I haven't seen hardly any of this in the last few years that I've done volleyball, but a lot more this year. Wonder if maybe that was a point of emphasis from Kasia to the official to crack down on making sure the lineups are exactly correct, but you can speak for it as well. I don't know if I've seen it as quite as much as I have this year.
Madeline Welch going to stay in on the front row. She'll join Allie Baker and Taylor Tammy.
And they did get Jeff West a point there as well to make it 6-5.
Tigers within one. Trying to figure out who will serve for them as a substitution point awarded to the Tigers. And back in for Jeff West is Mallory Young on the front row. Back to serve for the Tigers is Melanie Roney. Roney, senior, flips it up in a left-hand serve into the net. Jump serve has some power, but did not pop over, and the Cavs lead 7-5. Allie Baker will serve for Perry LeCompton, who trailed early 2-0, then went ahead by as many as three. Serve to the back middle, handled by Brown. They set it way high, and the spike across the net. Perry is there, and they set it for Keller on the right side. She's blocked, but got it through just in front of the double block attempt of Mallory Young and Lanny Becker. Cavs increased the lead back to three. It's now 8-5. Allie Baker serves it and just missed the line here on the near sideline. A little bit wide left, not by much, and now it's 8-6, and Jeff West gets the serve. Into the front row for the Tigers is Pfeiffer Peck. Back to serve is Becker. Junior will hit it across with the right hand. A good serve. Dug by Dammy, who gets it back and puts it away. Taylor Dammy on that left side going cross court to get the kill. And will drop back to serve with the Cavs ahead 8-7. Dammy serves to the middle on the back row. Tigers set it, but have to push it across on the hit by Mallory Young. Now Perry to Campbell Keller on the far side, and that drops the libero back out of play. Olivia Scott dove to keep it from hitting the floor, but getting her hand under it, it went back towards the bleachers, and the Cavs lead by two. 9-7, Perry LeCompton. Danby to serve again. Scott is there. They set it right side for Avery Schwinn. And it's hit out of bounds for Jeff West. I don't know if they've gotten the score quite right either.
I had a different on my scoreboard, and now they've got it right to what I had.
Yep. 10-11-6?
Yes, that's what I had at first. Yep. I first changed it, but then they changed it back to the right score.
Bigger lead than what they had on the scoreboard for Perry LeCompton, and now a kill by Mallory Young of Jeff West. What a start, huh? All the substitutions and the scoreboard errors. A lot of confusion early on here in this opening match of a big seven-leg triangular. Olivia Tuck serving for Jeff West, and that is an ace. Unable to pop it up with Campbell Keller. Tigers with their second ace of the day. Started with one from Sydney Thompson as well.
I don't know if Tuck meant to do that, but she had a ton of side spin and some downspin on that as well. Made it really tough to handle.
Perry will bump this one high. This Mike's actually bumping over the net. Now Jeff West will set in the middle for Young. Wyatt Tuffin got it past the block attempt of Emma Naley. Point for the Tigers, who are back within two.
Give Jeff West credit. They've really battled back in this first set. They've got down by as many as five, but have battled back.
11-6 was the biggest deficit. Loaded serve. The Keller gets underneath. Now they set it up on the back row. A spike attempt misses long. Allie Baker with the spike from the back row for Perry LeCompton, but too much on it. Jeff West has a chance to tie with this serve, trailing 10-11. Running jump serve by Tuck. It hit the net and went on across. Perry sets it over to Keller. Blocked at the net. Kept alive on the Tigers' side. They bump it here to the near wing, and it's hit across by Reese Brown, but the JV volleyball came into play, and out of the result in a jump and a replay of this point with the Tigers still down one. Tuck will serve it again. To the back middle, Dammy. They set it up over to Keller. Campbell goes cross court, finds a gap on the left sideline. And Perry LeCompton not allowing the Tigers to tie it up as they take a 12-10 lead. Brooke Metcalf, only player on the court with pink sneakers, serves it to the near side, handled by the libero Scott. Set it short middle, and a hard spike, but too much on it. On that hit by Mallory Young. Trying to get the timing and chemistry for both teams aligned here in game number one. Perry LeCompton back ahead 13-10. Good serve by Baker. Tried to be punched over the net as the server seat wasn't real good. And Lanny Becker just tried to punch it across, but it went out of bounds too far right. Cause back up four. Brooke Metcalf continuing to serve. In the back middle, Tuck is there, and that is an ace serve for Perry as Jeff West had a rotation problem on the serve. They didn't get aligned right there. Now the Cavs are up 15-10. Metcalf. Spike from the back row hit the net, went across on the tip by Mallory Young. Now Perry's back row spike into the net. Missed it there by Taylor Dammy. The Tigers bring into the contest Melanie Roney. They trail 15-11. Serving is Mallory Young, and that hits the net. So both teams certainly with their fair share of errors here through the first part of the first set. Perry kind of been in control, though, for the most part, since Jeff West led early 2-0. Here's a ball bumped over the net, and waiting to pounce on it was Emma Naley. Great job by the junior for the Cavs, who spiked it right back down. The ball accidentally bumped over the net on the serve. Now another serve by Campbell Keller. Jeff West will get this one set up, and that set about went over the net, and again Perry there to defend it nicely with front row work right now by Naley, and also up there is Allie Baker. Perry got the biggest lead of the game now, 18-11. Another serve for Campbell Keller, and a good one. Olivia Scott has it. set across. Now a little dink, but a nice dig by Metcalf of Perry. Here's the approach by Dammy, and that one again wide to the left. Excuse me, that was Baker on that hit. Allie Baker trying to go from the right side across the court left, but just missed, and it's 18-12.
One thing you mentioned before we got started here, Justin, is the fact that both of these teams did not play in a tournament on Saturday, so of course that's why we're seeing a little bit of rust here tonight.
Jeff West needing to get on a run. It's back to their start of the rotation with Thompson serving. There's a block by the Tigers. Melanie Roney and Becker there for the stuff for Jeff West. They're down 5, 18-13. Thompson serving again for the Tigers. Goes to Dammy, now hit high by Metcalf. Bumped across by Campbell. Tigers will hit it over on a third try. Diving save by Perry in the back row. Over to Allie Baker. His hit goes directly into the twine. And Jeff West with a few points here. Down a bit ago by 7. Now trail only by 4. Sydney Thompson will serve again. So Thompson, Tuck, Scott, Brown, 4 sophomores that play a lot of varsity for the Tigers here this year on the volleyball court. Hard spike but dug out near the net, and Jeff West didn't realize it was going to stay on their side. Tapping near her throat, Melanie Roney says, that's my bad. Perry LeCompton now will get it back, leading 19-14. The libero Gonzalez returns to serve. Handled by Tuck, they set it to the left, and a spike, little changeup by Becker across now at the net, and Jeff West wins the point as Melanie Roney is going up against Perry's number 13, Taylor Dammy, and able to get it past her.
Show the athleticism there by Roney. She was able to get off her feet so quickly a second time on a second jump after she went and tried to block it.
Reese Brown serves for the Tigers. Still down 4. The spike got past the block, just over the top of it, hit by Taylor Dammy.
I think they called a lift, actually, on
Jeff West.
Yeah, I think they called it on
Perry.
Perry.
Perry set to serve, but the official up in the chair saying like 3 different times now. He's about the only one that knows what's going on right now. I think he's trying to call a lift against Perry, but the Cavs were substituting and ready to serve, and Coach Billings not so sure. So instead, it's a 3-point game. And Brown will serve again for Jeff West. Gonzalez got there, but then the second hit goes awry as Ellie Beasler tried to get underneath it, pop it up, but could not. It's 19-17. Perry's 7-point lead is dwindled to 2. Served by Reese Brown. Dammy, Gonzalez in the back row. Keller there as well. Now backwards bumped over the net by Mallory. There's a hit off Gonzalez out of bounds for Perry, and the Mike. Be close to seeing our first time out. Neither coach has taken one yet, but a lead of 18-11 for Perry LeCompton is now just 1 point, 19-18. That is an 8-1 run right now for the Tigers. Sydney Thompson served several. Now Reese Brown's gotten in a rhythm and served many more. At the back set is into the net. Taylor Dammy again misfires off the hit on her attack, and we're tied at 19. There it is. 10-1 run by Jeff West. Good serving by Sydney Thompson and Reese Brown. Some missed hits by Perry LeCompton, and we're going to take a timeout with set one all knotted at 19 points apiece. Jeff West and Perry LeCompton are back after this on KNZA.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
Back underway. Big point here out of a timeout. Tied 19-19. Taylor Dammy couldn't put it away for Perry. Now Jeff West gets an attempt, and that will be down. And then Avery Schwinn deep to the back row. The Cavs hit it, but it went backwards. And the Tigers have come back and take the lead. 20-19. This is the first lead they've had since a 2-0 start. continuing to serve as Reese Brown, and miscommunication. Keller was there for Perry, but so was Madeline Welch. Both players getting a piece of it as the ball goes way off to the left, and now Jeff West up by two.
Talked about earlier, Perry LeCompton, just too many self-inflicted wounds, hitting the ball into the net, miscommunication, a lot of that here tonight.
Brown serves it across, Welch digs it, they set short, Dammy with great court vision there, able to tap it where nobody was home on the front left side as the Cavs finally stopped the Jeff West run. It's 21-20, Tigers still with the lead. Quite the run there for Jeff West. Tigers set it. This one is through the block. Avery Schwinn. We had a JV volleyball on the court, so going to redo that point. Tigers were about to get it as Avery Schwinn on the left side had an attack that was going to get through the block, but play had been stopped simultaneously. And redo the serve here for Beasler and Perry LeCompton. They trail by one. Jeff West back row hit by Reese Brown, dug by Gonzalez. High bump right near the net in the middle, and Dammy put it hard, but now Jeff West with a one-handed save, and then a spike, and Perry keeps this one alive. They push it over the net to the back right. We continue. Here's a spike in the middle left-handed, and Perry digs that one out off the hit by Roney. Now Jeff West will get an attempt back to the near side. Swim. That's partially blocked. Perry sets it across the net, but the Tigers are there. Back set to the right side. This spike by Laney Becker's dugout. Longest point by far, and then finally hit the basketball goal. Perry LeCompton's second hit got caught too high, and that was an impressive point. Big rally. Both teams really hustling.
By far the best one we have seen so far in this opening set.
The 22-20, Jeff West with the lead. Left-handed serve by Roney. And again, Perry hits it up into the basketball goal, and they're not going to be able to return it across the court. Tigers need two more points to come from a seven-point deficit and win game number one. Roney will serve it again. The Cavs a little bit frustrated here at the moment. Perry will set it up to Dammy. High jump. Punched by Jeff West up in the air. Now he spikes in the back rows. It crossed by Reese Brown. Perry sets it up. That hit by Allie Baker is in. Just squeezed in the left sideline. Boy, did Perry need that point, as they're still alive here at 23-21 in game number one. A brief lead of 3 at 23-20 is the biggest Jeff West lead in this game. Tigers trying to finish it out. They'll set it to the left, and a hit out of bounds. Missed that time by Mallory Young. Trying to find the back right corner. Perry down only 1 point. Allie Baker will serve again for the Cavs. Short serve, up near the net, the bump by Becker, and now bumped backwards over the net by Schwinn. Perry will set it short middle. That's Dammy getting it through the block attempt. Taylor Dammy ties this one up at 23 for the Cavs. Three straight points for Perry LeCompton. The serve again by Baker. In the back row, it's kind of punched, and now Schwinn with a short hit, but it went across. Perry will back set it. Here's Campbell Keller. That one comes right back over. The Cavs trying to keep it out of the net, but they can't. As a double hit against Perry there, trying to rebound from a partial block and dig it out of the net. It's game point for the Tigers. 24-23. Becker looking for the winning point for Jeff West on their home court, but a service error. She hit it out of bounds, too deep.
That's a really good read by Perry LeCompton, because with it being set point, that's a very important point that you don't want to lose on.
Perry LeCompton barely got it over the net. It's bumped right back by Jeff West. Now the Cavs set it up. Here's Campbell Keller through the block, and Perry's going to get a game point. 25-24, the Cavs with the lead.
And for those of you looking on the Holton channel, the Holton JV just dropped set number one to Perry LeCompton, 25-21.
Game point here for Perry on the varsity court. Jeff West will set it. Mallory Young. That's across, but a net violation against Perry LeCompton as they went for the block. The Cavs were caught as connecting on that net. And we're tied again, this time at 25. Both teams have had one game point opportunity blown already. Tough to serve. The running jump serve for the right-hander is a good one. Dug by Dammy, bumped up by Ella, now hit across for Perry. Nice save by the libero for Jeff West. That was Scott. They have to hit it across on the third hit by Tuck. Now Perry will short set it over the net. One-handed save by Jeff West. They push it to the back corner, but Dammy's there. Perry at the net. Hit across by Beasler. Trying to get a spike for either team, and they can't do it. Bumped over the net by Jeff West on hit number three. Now Perry sets it far side. Campbell Keller through the block. Tigers try to save it twice. Third hit. Best go across. Great scramble. Now Perry sets up Keller again. That's down and in. Campbell Keller gives Perry a second set point opportunity. Which, again, great hustle there by both teams to keep that volley alive.
That's kind of demoralizing for Jeff West. All of that great hustle, and Perry still gets the point, and now with a game point.
26-25, Perry LeCompte, good low serve. Jeff West bumps it almost over the net. It was, and right there was Campbell Keller putting it back down as Perry LeCompte gets the win, 27-25 in game one. And boy, as those teams finally kind of stopped with all the airs, Johnny, and found some chemistry and settled in, had some pretty good volleyball, hopefully a sign for the rest of the night coming up.
Say probably those final 15 points or so, the volleyball was much better, much longer rallies that we saw early on in that match.
Perry LeCompte led 18-11. Jeff West not only got back in it, but took the lead 23-20. They had one game point opportunity. Perry had a couple and finally capitalized as the Cause win 27-25 over the Tigers in game one. Game two is coming up after we step away for a 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
John McManigal offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holson area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's climate controlled storage is also available and insect free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barna, president of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
K-N-Z-A.
Welcome back to Meriden, and we're underway. Game number two, Perry LeCompte and Jeff West. It's the Tigers that are going to get point number one in the second set. 27-25, Perry LeCompte took game one. They trailed early 2-0. They went ahead 18-11. Jeff West came back to tie it at 19, went ahead by 3 late. Had a couple set point opportunities they couldn't capitalize on. Now Jeff West saving this one nicely as the team to flip-flop ends up the court. Perry sets it in the middle, but Danny's blocked there at the net by Young. Tapped across by the Cause. And now Schwinn going to get an attempt on the right side, and that's through. In the back middle, Tigers lead 2-0 here on the hit by Avery Schwinn. Perry and the Blues on the near side of the court. Jeff West, top of the screen. Sydney Thompson will serve a second time, the sophomore. It's just to Baker. Now they set it to Sammy, and that's outside the antenna. That brought Taylor just a little bit too far to the left that time, and she could not keep the ball in play.
Should be 3-0 Jeff West, correct?
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. Okay. Just go with your instincts here. They're having some trouble at the score table. Here's a back row spike by Campbell Keller, but way too much on it. And Jeff West now leads 4-0. They had a 2-0 lead in game one. Now up 4-0 here in set two. Spike by Thompson. Good set. And the hit by Ella Beasler is going to get Perry LeCompton on the board. Nice set that time back by Allie Baker, kind of as she was moving there. Didn't have a chance to really get her feet set underneath her, but kind of a set on the run, and Beasler put it away. Serve for the cause is Ella Beasler. Short set in the middle for Perry. The left-handed hit, a little missed there by Melanie Roney. She mistimed that set a little bit. Perry back within a pair. Beasler serves it again. Down 4-2. Jeff West with this spike that's blocked at the net. The cause trying to keep it alive, trying to punch it over on a third hit. Can't. Blaney Becker. The nice hit there for Jeff West. Junior earning that point. And it's 5-2 Tigers.
I tell you what, since that 18-11 score in set one, Jeff West has just completely flipped his switch. They are playing some great volleyball right now.
They can just get a win to show for it. They're trying to force a third set. There's a hard spike by Taylor Dammy that went through the block attempt of Becker. Dammy just so athletic. She hit a ton on the varsity basketball court as well as the volleyball hardwood last season for the Cavs. And that is a Taylor Dammy, thank you very much, hit as the serve receive bump went over the net. Dammy waiting there and powerful spike right back down to put the Cavs down only one.
I think the thing that impressed me about Dammy is the fact that how confident she is. I mean, you just look at how confident she is just as a sophomore. You don't see that very often.
Set over the net by Jeff West. Perry will back set Dammy, running to the left side. It's blocked, and the Cavs able to push it across. Dug out throw by Melanie Roney. Jeff West high set to Schwinn. Dug in the back row by Baker. Perry's Beasler will set it near side. Campbell Keller. That was partially blocked. We've got a whistle and a net violation against the Tigers. So Perry LeCompton has tied this up 5-5 after trailing early 4-0. And another serve for Allie Baker. From the right side, might have been going out. Jeff West hit it. Now they bump it up, and Schwinn tries to send it over the block. It did. Just kind of a two-hand push across. Good court vision there to see two blockers right in front of her. Tigers retake the lead of one. Roney with the serve. Perry back sets. Dammy with the spike. Dug out by the Tigers, who set it far across to Schwinn. That was blocked at the net by Kendall Gray. Gray playing that front row for Perry LeCompton as a sophomore. All the sophomores for Jeff West, but Gray really about the only one, her and Dammy, that play varsity volleyball for the Cavs. Coach Billings. Tied again, this time at sixes. Dammy serves. And libero there, Scott. Schwinn blocks at the net. And Jeff West saves it on three hits. They get it across. Perry will try again. Near side to Keller. That's blocked. And a diving one-handed punch over the net by Perry. But we've got, I missed the call there. What was it? Four hits? So it wasn't a block. Instead, Perry just didn't quite get it across the net there on that spike attempt by Campbell Keller. And the Tigers lead 7-6 here in game two. Perry's not had a lead in game two after winning the opening set 27-25. And an ace serve, kind of given up on it, was Allie Baker there at the last moment. And the ace for Lainey Becker, who will serve it again.
I want to remind you that you can watch these matches online on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net, also on Facebook Live at the Holton Channel.
A defensive hit by Dammy, who then gets it back and taps it across for Perry. Jeff West sets it over to Schwinn on the right side. She gets it across, but Perry there to dig. They set Campbell Keller, hard hit. It rolled across the net and landed out. It did not touch a Tiger, as that one kind of going across the top white tape of the net and too far to the right side. Jeff West led early 4-0, and now they're back ahead 9-6 after we were tied at fives and tied at sixes. Tigers on another run. Here's Dammy with the spike attempt. Perry got the block. Nice save to keep it alive. Now set over the net by Mallory Young. Perry will go to Dammy with the dink. Young sends it right back her way, and Dammy thought Kiesler was going to get it. Breakdown there and communication for the Cavs. Tigers lead 10-6.
Tough shoot. A lot of miscommunication by Perry LeCompton tonight. When you got to look at their schedule, only playing six matches to this point. It's got to play a little bit of a factor.
Didn't you say, we'll keep it here, we got a timeout, 10-6 with Jeff West Tigers leading. Didn't you say that the coach told you he had been out and missed quite a bit of time himself here lately?
Yeah,
sure. Coach Billings. Not many games, but they haven't been able to practice much with their coach.
Yeah, an email exchange with Coach Billings asked for some stats and said, well, I just don't have any because I've been gone for the last 3 weeks because of a COVID stint. So that's got to play a little bit of a factor as well on having your head coach out there.
So the team's huddled up. Perry LeCompton taking a timeout. Ironically enough, they're the only team that called a timeout in the first game. And now using a timeout here in the second game after they had come back to tie it at six from a four-point deficit. Jeff West has gone on a nice little run again to take a 10-6 lead. Continuing to serve as Becker for the Tigers. Out of the timeout, Becker to the back right side. Dammy punches it near the net. Nice bump by Perry and then hit it across by Campbell Keller. Schwinn sends it back across for Jeff West. Bump near the net. Beasler sets it across. Mallory Young is there. Good recovery by Laney Becker. Third hit for the Tigers, unable to go across. As Perry LeCompton will substitute into the lineup. Brooke Metcalf, I think she'll be serving as the Cavs are back down just three.
I've been watching Coach Billings quite a bit. Every time his girls don't get a bump set and a spike, he's not been very happy. He does not like the little dinks they've been trying. He really wants his girls to set up his strong hitters.
Metcalf with the serve. Jeff West sets it in the middle and a block, and the Tigers can't return it. Nice block. That's Emma Naley now on that front row for Perry LeCompton teaming up with Ella Beasler. Cause down two. Metcalf to serve it again. Deep. Tigers hit it twice near the net and punched across by Pfeiffer Peck. Almost went stumbling underneath the net. Now Campbell Keller takes a shot for Perry. Back to Schwinn for Jeff West. That rolls across the tape. And Perry's hit goes out of bounds near the official up in the chair at midcourt as the Tigers get this point to lead 11-8. Jeff West and Perry. Holton also a part of this triangular. Johnny told you they're Holton JV lost game one and currently losing 16-8. Another winning now in game two. 16-8. The Holton JV battling Perry LeCompton on the other court. Back set for Perry to Campbell Keller. Just missed the line as she went front right, trying to paint the back left corner. And for the third time in this set, Jeff West is back up by 4 points. They led 4-0, 10-6, and now again ahead 12-8. Metcalf back sets Campbell Keller. Two-handed push across. And Coach Billings didn't like it. He wants a harder hit and a spike attempt. Dammy digs it in the back row. Metcalf sets it back row. The hit across by Allie Baker is a point for the Cavs. Something we've seen both teams, but especially Perry, do quite a bit that you don't always see as much of, and that's setting and spiking to the back row.
Yeah.
With players like Dammy back there, certainly that opportunity. Second hit bumped out of bounds by Jeff West off the serve. Just like that, a couple quick points, and the Cavs are right back in it. Campbell Keller will serve, trailing 10-12. The Cavs, who won the first game, 27-25. Great serve by Keller. First hit backwards. Second hit brought back in by the libero, Scott. Third hit goes over the net. Great hustle. Then Peck got it across. Now the set. And this is a hard hit by Allie Baker. Who gets the kill for Perry LeCompton. Yeah, more often than not, when there's been a clean bump, clean set, and a clean spike, that team's getting the point. Good serve again by Keller. Jeff West will have a freebie. Third hit coming across from their libero, Scott. Now Perry sets it over the net. Now Metcalf. Now a block by Metcalf and Naley. Jeff West will try the left-handed spike, and that is down. Pfeiffer Peck able to get the kill. Tigers lead 13-11 here in set number two. Mallory Young serves for Jeff West. To Baker. Metcalf sets it back to Baker. And that's a nice dig in the back row, but it went over the net on the hit by Tuck. And now hit back over the net by Jeff West. Perry's third hit. Can't quite get there. Campbell Keller was trying to leapfrog or find a way to get around Brooke Metcalf, who had saved it on the second hit, but dove on the floor, and Keller couldn't get around her to attempt hit number three and try to get it across.
Yeah, Metcalf had no idea the ball was still right above her, so she tried to stand up.
Now the JV ball comes into play, and we'll redo this point. Jeff West, 14, Perry LeCompton, 11. Mallory Young serving for the Tigers, and they're black with red numerals and letters on the far side of the court here in game two. Young with the serve. Keller hit it near the net. Metcalf tries to bring it back in play. They got a violation, a lift actually called there against Metcalf of the Cop. Both teams using a couple of different setters. A little 6-2 rotation, if you will. And that was an ace serve. Was it an alignment issue?
I think so. I think it's exactly what it was.
So 16-11, biggest lead of the second set now for the Tigers. Mallory Young serves it again, and this went into the net. And that lackadaisical off focus for a second serve that never even had a chance after they had taken a 16-11 lead. Gonzalez, way too much on that serve. The new libero came in to serve, but too much power on the punch. Tigers get it right back and lead 17-12, and they bring in sophomore Sydney Thompson to serve. It was Thompson and Reese Brown that helped Jeff West get back in game number one, rallying from a huge 8-point deficit. Keller, Metcalf set it over the net. Jeff West returns it right back over. And now again, the third hit, trying to get out of the way for Perry. Tigers get it across on three hits. Metcalf sets it near side, and down the line goes Allie Baker for a point for the Cavs.
That was interesting. That entire point, Gonzalez has looked like something had fell off of her onto the floor, and she was trying to wipe it out of the way. She would hit the ball, wipe it out of the way, hit the ball, and wipe it away again.
There's for Perry LeCompton, down 17-13. There's a block by Allie Baker of Perry. LeCompton back within three. Trailed by five a moment ago. Third straight serve here for Beasley. Jeff West back sets. This one hits, but Perry's there to dig it. Gonzalez sets near the net, too far actually, trying to get it up to Allie Baker, but not a great set from the back row there by Gonzalez. 18-14. Tigers lead and served by Schwinn. Keller. Beasley sets it. Hard spike by Taylor Damming.
Yeah, we haven't called her name in a little while, and finally Perry LeCompton is able to find her on that front middle.
Perry has not had a lead in this second set. They tied it at 5 and again at 6. Then Jeff West went up 10-6 and has not looked back. Allie Baker serves for the Cavs. Jeff West, spiked by Schwinn. Block! That's Sammy again at the net. Couple big points. And it's within two now at 18-16. Third serve for Allie Baker. It's across to the libero Scott. High set. Spike by Roney. And a net violation on the block attempt by Perry. They said Dandy was in the net that time trying to get it stopped. So 19-16, pretty big point there. We're getting late here in game number two.
That was actually a great job by Perry LeCompton because the ball actually went up, hit the basketball goal, and they were able to stay with it and still find a way to get it across.
Serve by Roney. Perry's second hit towards the net. A big spike there by Campbell Keller. Tigers hit it mile high twice. Now third time over the net by Schwinn. Beasley sets it across. Here's Campbell Keller with the approach, and that one didn't go over. The fourth hit called there is Keller unable to get it through with two defenders hand-tiled high above her near the net. Jeff West leads again by 4. Serves to Campbell Keller, hits it high. Beasley back sets. Here's Danny, powerful hit. Tigers are there with the block, and now two hits, and their third one is a spike by Becker. Perry LeCompton digs it. Back row hit by Allie Baker. Tigers dig it, but it goes out of bounds near the officials' chairs at midcourt. That time the Cavs got a couple good sets and spike attempts to win the point and pull back within three. Dammy to serve for Perry LeCompton. They trailed 20-17. Perry won the first game by 2. There's a little dink, but Perry LeCompton digs it out. Beasler sets it across. Big hole right in the middle of the court on the Tigers' side as Beasler's little push across on the second hit works that time, and Danny will serve again. Cause of trail this entire second game. Down five a moment ago, now within two again. Here's Schwinn with a hard hit. Baker to dig it. The set by Beasler. The spike by Campbell Keller. Dug out in the back row by Scott. Now a hard hit, but into the net. That one mistimed by Mallory Young, the Jeff West senior. And all of a sudden, Perry's back within one, and they got Danny serving again.
I was going to say, you've got to give Perry a lot of credit. They have not played their best by any means in this set, but yet they're only down one.
Danny hits it deep to the back row for Jeff West. Thompson is there. Now the spike by Jeff West. Blocked, and Perry's tied it up. That time, the block by Kendall Gray of the Cause. Also there for Perry LeCompton was Naley. And it's 20-20. Third tie of this set. They're tied at fives and sixes and now 20. Perry looking for their first lead. Tammy, another nice serve. Bump near the net, and it's over the net. Perry will set it twice. Near side, Campbell Keller. That's stuffed by Jeff West, and the Cause can't keep it off the floor. The block by Mallory Young and Becker. Both there for Jeff West on a big stuff to get to point number 21. Big block that time for the Tigers. And they take advantage after the Cause had just tied it up. Danny bumps it from the back row. Beasler sets it, and a hit from the back row goes across by Allie Baker. Tigers bump it up to Schwinn. Partially blocked. Danny a diving save. Hit by Beasler towards the net. Tinked across by Campbell Keller. Hit a mile high by Jeff West, and now over the net, but it's going out of bounds. Missed it there by the Tigers, and we're tied again at 21. And to serve is Brooke Metcalf. 21-all. Perry won the first set by two. They're going to a third set between the Holton and Perry JV, by the way. Jeff West with the hit. Keller's there. Metcalf sets it across. Tigers fly to get it. Now a set over the net, kept alive by Keller. Back set, back pedaling. Beasler gets it across. Now Perry sets up, or Jeff West sets up Schwinn, and a hit just out of bounds. Great quick decision there by Allie Baker as it didn't miss the back line by much. But Baker let it go, and Perry LeCompton has the lead as we get a timeout by the Tigers. 22-21, Perry LeCompton leads in set two, and we're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke, Johnny, came back with you. Perry LeCompton leads it for the first time here in Game 2. 22-21 Cause. Jeff West with the dink. Perry saves it with one hand. A second hit, and now the tap across by Allie Baker. Tigers out of the timeout. They go to Schwinn. Partially blocked. Dive saved by Danny. A bump back into play, but no. What was the call on this kid?
I think Perry LeCompton underneath the net is exactly what the call was.
Ooh. Tied at 22. Perry won the first set, 27-25. Jeff West trying to force a third game. Olivia Tuck, sophomore, checks in with a big point here at 22-all. Tuck for Jeff West and the Blacks on the near on the far side. Campbell Keller is there. Metcalf sets it high to the back row. Danny's hitting the back row. It's out. And the Tigers get this point and retake the lead, 23-22. Remember, both teams had set point opportunities in game one and failed. Another serve by Tuck, hit near the net. Back set to Campbell Keller. Nice dig by Jeff West, and it's hit over the net. Perry hits it twice, right back over the net. Now Jeff West on the second hit, pushes it, but a diving save by Allie Baker. And now back bumped over the net by the Cause. Jeff West leading by one. There's a dink by Schwinn. Off the hand of Beasler, and out of bounds off Perry. Here comes a game point, a couple game point opportunities for the Tigers. Tried to serve it out. It's Scott. Metcalf back set. Campbell Keller pushes it across and hits the line on the right side. Campbell Keller with two hands keeps it alive for a moment here for the Cogs. Jeff West has blown either two or three different set points now in this match. Perry's got to have this point. Campbell Keller with the serve, almost an ace, and it is. Bumped out of bounds in the back row. Tuck. Hit it straight out of bounds. Campbell Keller will serve again. Is it 24-24?
That's what I have it as.
That's what I have, too. They have Perry at 24-23. Campbell Keller serves almost a lift there against Jeff West. Now on the third hit, it goes through the block attempt. Mallory Young gets the kill. 25-24, Jeff West. And they got another opportunity to win a game. Serve to the near corner. Oh, just out. Man, that didn't miss by much.
And Perry LeCompte got lucky because they were not going to have a player there to be able to pick that ball up, but instead they got lucky it spun out of bounds.
Well, Perry's got it tied up, 25-25. Gabby Gonzalez, the libero, in to serve it. Hits the net, goes across. Jeff West will get this one set up. Pushed to the back right corner by Becker. Now Perry sets it in the middle for Dammy. That's blocked. Well, that net's moving a lot. Gonzalez is spiked from the back row for the Cogs. Now Jeff West will set it up in the middle. Left-handed tap over by Roney. Perry sets it. Here's the hit by Allie Baker, and that did not go across the net. Baker hits it into the twine, and Jeff West has yet another opportunity to win game two.
This is their fourth of this set alone.
They were up 24-22 and 24-23. They also had a 25-24 opportunity, and now a 26-25 opportunity for Jeff West. Gonzalez gets underneath the serve. Metcalf gets it over to Dammy. Spike to the back row. Goes off of Scott. And now back near the net. And this spike blocked by Perry LeCompte. Kept alive for the Tigers. They will wind up and hit it. Gonzalez is there to save it. And a block at the net by Roney and Jeff West. And the Tigers pound it down. And they win this point. And they win this game. And we're heading to a third. 27-25. Identical scores in game one and game two. But this time it's the Jeff West Tigers at home able to prevail, and we will head to set number three. First a 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
K-N-Z-A.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, and Johnny came back with you in Meriden. Big 7 volleyball triangular. Holton a part of this, but yet to play on the varsity courts are the Wildcats tonight. We're going to a third set with Jeff West and Perry LeCompton. Cause won the first game 27-25, and by an identical score, Jeff West took the second set 27-25. So now to a third game. Tigers will stay on the far side that they just won on, despite needing five different game point opportunities to finally put it away. Perry and the Blues will be on the near side of the court. That second game was pretty close throughout. Neither team ever led by more than five. Jeff West led the majority of the whole second game. Now we're underway here in the third. And the Tigers bump it up high just over the net, but out of bounds on that far side as it's Perry LeCompton getting point number one. Jeff West led 2-0 in the first game, had a 4-0 lead in the second game. And now it's Perry LeCompton getting the first point here in game three. The Salas will serve it. The Coach Billings squad, and way too far out of bounds. Couple service errors by the libero. Gonzalez. We're tied at one. Tuck goes out. In to serve for Jeff West is Becker. Gonzalez bumps the serve back over the net. Perry now on a third hit. They somehow got it over to Dammy. Now Jeff West on a third hit. Freebie comes across to Gonzalez. Back set by Metcalf, and the block by Jeff West goes out of bounds. And Dammy's on the front row. There's no doubt when she's involved, Perry LeCompton's a lot better too.
And in my opinion, when she's on the front row, Perry LeCompton's got to do a little bit better job of finding her almost every single time, because when she's been able to wind up and connect on a ball, she has gotten a point more often than not.
Great serve by Beasler Perry, and now Dammy takes care of the hit that came across the net, and she's there to knock it right back down to the floor. It's the Cavs leading 3-1 here in set three. And another error serve. It's tied by Beasler, Perry LeCompton. So two air serves by the Cavs already. Now it'll be Roney serving for Jeff West. Gonzalez handles the serve. Beasler back sets it to the right. Winding up is Allie Baker. Blocked by Jeff West. And actually, it wasn't blocked by Jeff West. They call four hits. The hit there by Allie Baker never went across the middle. Tied up at three. Serve into the net by Melanie Roney. Both teams continue to self-inflict some wounds with the serve. Allie Baker will try now for Perry LeCompton. To the far side it goes. And a block at the net by Beasler of Perry LeCompton. Jeff West now on a third hit, a high one by Scott the Libero across. Beasler short set in the middle, and Taylor Dammy gets another kill. Perry LeCompton 5, Jeff West 3. Coming up, it'll be Holton and Perry, and then Holton and Jeff West to wrap up the varsity action later this evening. Expected some competitive games. The records and comparative scores all pretty similar for the three Big 7 teams here tonight. Beasler sets up Campbell Keller. That's through the block, but dug out by the Tigers to get it up the court to Schwinn. A dig by Allie Baker. They set it in the middle for Dammy. Tried to whip that ball, and they call her for the lift. Kind of trying to almost grab it looked like as she tried to whip that ball with her right hand in the back left corner. Jeff West back within a point, and serving will be Becker. Jamie didn't agree with that call. Now the back set, Beasler to Damian, hits it into the net, still a bit frustrated as the Cavs now tied 5-5 with Jeff West. Becker serving again for the Tigers. Back to middle, Gonzalez. Beasler punches it across. Stop there. Now they send it over to Schwinn. Little change up dug by Gonzalez. Beasler bumps it high, and Campbell Keller tried a little tap, but didn't get enough on that one. And Jeff West has their first lead here in the third game, up 6-5.
How about the Holton JV on the other side? They lost the first set, won the second, and now dominating the third, 17-5.
And we got a JV ball that comes into varsity court play, so we'll redo this point. Yeah, a lot of blue over on that JV court with Holton and Perry right now. It's served just out. Court awareness by Campbell Keller. Had the right decision and instinct there to let it drop. Ties this up at sixes. Demi serving for Perry. Running jump serve into the net. That's the third service error by Perry already here in game number three.
Really, both sides have been struggling this entire set of being able to get their serves in.
Served by Olivia Tuck. Beasler back sets it and put across by Kendall Gray, one of her first kills of the night. And Perry ties it at seven as Gray goes out and in to play the back row, and to serve is Brooke Metcalf, who will also do some setting now for this Perry team. High set, Schwinn, dug in the back row by Dammy. Metcalf back sets it to Dammy, and her spike's in the back row, and we got another JV ball in play. We'll restart this point again, tied at seven. Perry LeCompton just 3-3 on the season. Jeff West only 2-9. Going the distance here in set number three tonight. Nice stick by Dammy. It goes over the net. Jeff West will hit it across on a second hit. Keller pops it out of there. Metcalf gets it back to Campbell Keller. Punches it to the back right corner, but that's dug by Tuck. Now a hard spike attempt by Valerie Young is dug out. Hit across, and Campbell Keller will get the kill.
Talking about this being the third set of these two teams, Jeff West, this is their third three-set match of the year. So they, out of their now 12 matches, they've only gone to three sets three times. Perry LeCompton, this is also their third. So in their seven matches, they've gone to three sets three times.
Point for Perry LeCompton. They have a two-point advantage now at 9-7. With the hit by Campbell Keller at the net that time. And now a great serve by Brooke Metcalf. Jeff West has to bump it over. Dammy in the back row. Metcalf back sets. Beasler winds up trying to hit back left corner. Nice block at the net for Perry LeCompton by Emma Naley. And Tigers can't get it returned on three hits. So Perry's lead is now up to three. 10-7, Perry LeCompton. Metcalf again with a good serve. And Jeff West wasn't in position there. So a misalignment will cost the Tigers a point. Perry has some pretty good momentum starting to build here at 11-7. Metcalf serving it again. Four straight for her. Tigers set over to Schwinn. Dug in the back row for Perry LeCompton by Baker. Now Dammy spike, and it hit the line. Spike to the back row by Taylor Dammy. And Perry continues this run, now leading 12-7. Has the Jeff West coach called a timeout yet in this match?
No, not once.
Perry's taken the only two timeouts, one in each of the first two games. There's a Tiger point. As good job by Mallory Young to see a little opening there and hit it right where Perry had nobody in the middle of the court. Guess you got to like the faith that Jenna Beck has in her team, just let them kind of play through it. When adversity has come along, back set Metcalf to Keller. That's blocked, punched up. Now the Tigers have to dig it out. And on their third hit, they'll push it across by Roney. And then a miscommunication is Dammy and Keller in the back row. The ball lands between them.
You mentioned Coach Beck not using a timeout. Sometimes that's the philosophy of coaches not using timeouts. I know Abby Stevie, the head coach of Sabatha, she's kind of the same way. She does not like to use timeout. Serve goes into the net, so here's another point for Perry LeCompton. 13-9, Cavs leading here in game three. Campbell Keller, a nice serve. Set really high. The left-handed spike by Melanie Roney. It's an impressive hit and the kill for Roney, the senior. Roney and Pfeiffer Peck and Mallory Young, the seniors, been playing a lot of ball for Jeff West in their high school careers. Tigers back within three. Good serve, but handled by Baker. Metcalf back set. A block at the net. That's Roney there again for Jeff West. Doing work, getting the block that time, pulling the Tigers back within two. 13-11. Bolton about to win the third game against Perry on the JV side of the court. After losing game one, they're about to get a 2-1 match victory. Perry punches this one across. Now Jeff West sets it short in the middle. That's Roney again. Two-handed push across. Metcalf sets it up to Dammy, or excuse me, to Allie Baker. And Baker gets the kill for the top. Seniors for Perry that we've heard a lot from the last 4 years, like Allie Baker, Campbell Keller, and Katie Hurd, who's not here for the cause tonight. Perry currently up three. Dammy went changeup that time. Jeff West is there. They push it across the net. Now it's set across by Beasler for Perry. And the Tigers on the second hit can't quite get there. So it was too close to the net for Reese Brown to try to dig it out.
Justin, I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems like this third set, we really just have not seen a whole lot of back-and-forth rallies going.
Gonzalez serves for the cause. Yeah, pretty short points, no doubt. There's a block by Perry as Dammy teams up with Allie Baker. And the biggest lead of this third set now has Perry LeCompton ahead 16-11. Abby Gonzalez will serve for the third time. Keeps it in play to the libero, Scott. Now a nice spike by Reese Brown of Jeff West. Here's the third hit. Goes across for Perry by Brooke Metcalf. Set it up. The spike dug by Gonzalez. One-handed. Now pushed across by Dammy. Well, great save there for Perry. Now a second spike attempt. Partially blocked. Reese Brown working hard at the net for Jeff West, but they won't get the point. Is Perry able to win it? Reese Brown had two pretty impressive wind-up hits there on the right side for the Tigers, but Perry just diving in one-handed saves with the hand underneath the volleyball. This one's blocked by Perry. No.
I recall four hits. I think hit it into the net, which then created the four hits on Jeff West.
Quite the run here for the Cavs. Still no Tiger timeout. It's 18-11. Gonzalez serving again. She's found her rhythm now. Set in the middle. That is partially blocked, saved by Perry over the net, and then tapped down by Melanie Roney.
Wow, that's interesting. A JV volleyball came over.
They're going to say jump ball.
Now they can say because Campbell Keller reached in, kicked it away, and none of the referees saw it. And then as soon as it happened, she was caught out of position. So Perry LeCompton will just reserve.
Big break for Perry LeCompton as Roney had won that point for Jeff West. Now the Tigers hit it into the net and are in serious trouble with Perry ahead 19-11.
I mean, it was the right decision because, I mean, Keller was completely out of position after trying to kick that ball away.
Gonzalez lobs the serve. Scott, now Metcalf is there. Beasler sets it. Here's Allie Baker. That's an impressive hit. Tigers got to try to bring it back in play, and they cannot. 20-11, and now finally the first time out of the match called by Coach Jinovec of Jeff West. Set three, we'll be back in 30 seconds. Our score is Perry LeCompton 20, Jeff West 11.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362 Tire.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you here at Jeff West, where Perry LeCompton's varsity team has a convincing lead here in set three. Perry won the opening game 27-25, but Jeff West took set two 27-25, and now Perry pulling away in set number three. Out of the timeout, the first call by Jeff West here today. Gonzalez will push it to the back left corner, and Tigers hit it twice, and third time can't pull it out of the net. They're unable to stop momentum even with the timeout. Now Perry leads it by double digits. First time we've seen a team up 10 in this match. 21-11. Gonzalez has been serving forever for Perry LeCompton. Tigers get it over to Lanny Becker. A little dink over by Allie Baker of Perry. Tigers set it up, and this one is partially blocked on the hit by Brown. Perry's hit by Allie Baker towards the bench. Tigers bring it back in play, and now hit across by Scott Lillibero. Gonzalez, nice set with a power hit by Taylor Dammy. That's a pretty set there by Brooke Metcalf, kind of a no-look behind her back.
And getting quick off the floor was Dammy as well. I mean, just a great job all the way around by Perry LeCompton, and now leads by 11.
It was a short set, too, and almost an ace serve by Gonzalez. Tigers on the third hit from the back row. The libero, Scott, sends it over. Metcalf set that one too close to the net, and on a punch by Beasler, it's out of bounds. So the bleeding stops momentarily. It's now 22-12. Perry in firm control here in set number three. Serve goes to Gonzalez and out of bounds on the right side. Gonzalez just got done serving about, I don't know for sure, I think around eight consecutive points. Seven at least. And serve barely went over the net after hitting the top of the tape. And now Dammy gets one through the block. And Perry's a couple points away from winning this match.
That's a really good job by Allison Baker. She went to go for that ball and kind of slid as it hit the top of the net and misdirected, and did a great job of staying with it just to keep it alive.
Holton will be coming up in the next two matches. Holton will play Perry LeCompton and then play Jeff West in our final match of the night. Holton yet to play on the varsity court today. Schwinn's hit into the net for Jeff West, and Perry's got a whole bunch of match point opportunities coming here. 24-13, Cobb leading in set three. Trying to serve it out. Beasler. Tigers back set it. Young got up real high. And now Perry's spike by Allie Baker. Tigers dig this one. They get it over to Schwinn. Gonzalez there in the back row. And that violation against Perry LeCompton keeps the game alive for a moment at 24-14. Serving again is Melanie Roney for Jeff West. Left-handed serve. Perry sets it up. Dammy can't put it away. Set across the net by the Tigers. Perry returns it. The back bump over by Allie Baker. Now Young over to Schwinn. Two-handed push across. Beasler sets it far to the left side. Baker goes change up, down and in. Allie Baker saw an opening. Took a little bit off the spike there, and the Cavs win it 25-14. So Perry LeCompton victorious, 27-25, 25-27, and then 25-14 here in the third set. We'll come back in a couple minutes, wrap up this match, and get you ready for the next one between Perry LeCompton and Holton on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Holton Channel on Facebook Live at MSCSports.net.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Jeff West High School. Wrapping up the first match of the day as it's Perry LeCompton getting the victory. The Cause record is now 4 wins and 3 losses, and all those have been in Big 7 League play. As Perry LeCompton wins it 2-1... First two sets both went final at a 27-25 score. Perry won the first, Jeff West the second, to force game three. In game three, we were tied at 7s, but then Perry LeCompton went ahead 12-7 with a little bit of a run, and then an even bigger run. They led 22-11, even despite a Jeff West timeout at 20-11. Perry kept rolling and really just dominated game three. So, maybe not the best volleyball for either team. Certainly some things, Johnny, that I think both teams feel that they should have done better. But as we talked about throughout the night, it had been a little while. No tournaments last weekend for either Perry or Jeff West. And I expect both those teams to maybe be a little bit better when they play Holton here in these next matches coming up.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, you just look, really, that second set was pretty good volleyball back and forth throughout. The first probably 15, 20 points of set number one was a little shaky. And then the third set was basically just domination by Perry LeCompton. But yeah, I think after seeing some of that action tonight, you got to imagine that both sides are going to play much better as this night rolls along. I'm really looking forward to this Perry LeCompton Holton matchup. I think it should be a pretty good one.
So, again, game match number one in the books. So we will have Perry LeCompton and Holton coming up, and then we'll have Holton and Jeff West to wrap up the night. We've got some time to step away. We're going to keep the feed going online. Again, you can watch the action with our audio play-by-play on the Holton Channel Facebook page or on the Holton Channel at msesports.net. Just click Listen Live. We'll keep the live video feed up and going, but we're going to step away here on the radio for about 12 to 15 minutes before we return here to Jeff West High School as Perry LeCompton 1-0 on the day, again winning 2-1 over Jeff West. And we'll be back here on KNZA, FM 103.9 Hiawatha, in a little less than 15 minutes. Stick with us for more Big 7 League volleyball action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.